7. The Lion and the Unicorn. The next moment, soldiers came running through the wood, at first in twos and threes, then 10 or 20 together, and at last in great crowds that seemed to fill the forest. Alice got behind a tree and watched them go past. They were very strange soldiers, she thought. They were always falling over something or other, and when one soldier went down, several more always fell over him. Soon the ground was covered with fallen men. Then came the horses. With 4 feet they managed better than the foot soldiers, but even they fell more often than not. And when a horse fell, the rider always fell off at once. It was almost like a battle in itself, and Alice decided it would be safer to move on. Soon she came to an open place where she found the White King sitting on the ground, busily writing in his notebook.
"I've sent them all," the King cried happily when he saw Alice. "Did you happen to meet any soldiers, my dear, as you came through the wood?"
"Yes, I did," said Alice. "Several thousand, I think."
4,207, the King said, looking at his book. "I couldn't send all the horses, because 2 of them are wanted in the game. And I haven't sent the messengers, Hagar and Hatter. I need them myself, of course. To come and go. One to come and one to go."
"I don't think I understand," said Alice. "Why one to come and one to go?"
"I've told you," the King said crossly. "I must have 2 to fetch and carry, 1 to fetch and 1 to carry."
At that moment, Hagar, one of the messengers, arrived. He had very large hands and great eyes which were always moving wildly from side to side.
"What's the news from town?" said the King.
"I'll whisper it,"
said Hagar, putting his mouth close to the King's ear. Alice was sorry about this, because she wanted to hear the news too. But instead of whispering, Hagar shouted at the top of his voice,
"They're at it again!"